Recently, there has been renewed interest in going back to the moon. We know the moon is not made of Swiss cheese, and some rocks in northern Ontario are going to help pave the way. 51 years ago, Neil Armstrong proved that. It was July 21, 1969, during the Apollo 11 mission. Some of you will remember where you were on that day, while others were not yet thoughts or earthlings. To refresh our memories, Armstrong became the first to step onto the lunar surface. He spent about 2.5 hours outside the spacecraft, his partner Buzz Aldrin slightly less, and together they collected pounds 21.5 kilograms, 47.5 pounds, of lunar material for return to Earth. During subsequent Apollo surface excursions, 2,415 samples weighing 382 kilograms, 842 lb, were collected, the majority by Apollo 15, 16, and 17 missions. Apollo 16 rocks are now important to the next steps in mining the moon. What's next? Scientists have studied the moon for centuries, with a lot of conflicting theories. Only actual substrate samples, without the Swiss cheese, could provide precise and accurate answers about compositions, ages, and processes. There is an imminent need to understand the lunar surface environment, particularly for mining. It is necessary to determine optimal methods for operations in the lunar regolith at selected landing sites. Regolith is the unconsolidated abrasive material blanketing the lunar surface. A lunar regolith simulant is a terrestrial material synthesized in order to approximate the chemical, mechanical, or engineering properties. Lunar regolith simulants are used by researchers who wish to research the material's handling, excavation, and transportation. When you Google lunar simulant, a foliae between Chaplot and Timmins deposit is referenced. These are the back roads, rocks that will help with future trips to the moon. Melissa Battler was contacted. She is the chief science officer of Mission Control Space Services. She guides technology development to meet the needs of scientists and conducts mission operations research. As a planetary geologist, she has led more than 10 human and robotic mission simulations with the North American Space Agency, NASA, Western University, and others in Moon and Mars analog environments around the world. Melissa is an adjunct faculty member at both Western University and the International Space University, MIS. Battler utilized these rocks in simulating what will happen next. The goal of her applied research was to develop a recipe for creating a physical, mechanical lunar regolith. A majority of the lunar surface is made up of rocks similar to the Shamir anorthosite, found near foliae. Anorthosite constitutes a major component of the lunar crust and comprises an important, if not dominant, ingredient of the lunar regolith, said Battler. This type of rock is much less common on the surface of the Earth. Therefore, in order to prepare for future lunar missions, it can be helpful to test drilling, construction and excavation equipment using a lunar soil simulant composed mainly of the Shamir anorthosite, as it will have mechanical properties similar to those that we will experience while operating on the surface of the moon. She said there are very few sources in the world, and the foliae deposit is definitely a world-class lunar analog site for chemical, mineralogical accuracy. The crushed, anorthosite particle size is comparable to the Apollo 16 regolith sample number 64,500 found in the Descartes Highlands. She said Delshant Limited in Sudbury is continuing work with the lunar regolith simulant, and the mining in Spacetab. They've been developing capabilities related to the prospecting for, and extraction of, resources from the Moon, Mars and asteroids. Many other groups, including universities across Canada, the Canadian Space Agency and NASA, other Canadian space companies are also using my simulant to prepare for lunar surface missions. Anorthosite is a calcium-rich feldspar. It was first discovered by the then Ontario Department of Mines in 1972 and mapped in 1977. The Apollo lunar flights may have ended in 1972, but the moon has remains of great interest to NASA and scientists around the world. NASA has requested an increase in the 2020 budget of $1.6 billion, in order to make another crewed mission to the moon by 2024, followed by a sustained presence on the moon by 2028. Moon rock access anorthosite as an attractive rock, horticulturalists would like it for their gardens. Foliae is southwest of Timmins on Highway 101, which connects to Chaplot. The destination is UTMWGS 84 Zone 17 U 366,677,332,403 or N 48 degrees 07, 51.3 feet W 82 degrees 47 minutes 30.7 seconds. Access is by way of Warren Carty, WC, Road, 21 kilometers southwest of Foliers. Travel west from the junction with Highway 101 on the Forest Access Road. It is 12 kilometers on the WC Road to a branch trail to the south. Walk in about 300 meters to the small quarry. You can take a few seconds with Back Roads Bill, in this video about the moon rocks.